We're back. It's May still. I think we're going back to two a week, but we're recording them at the same time.
Two weeks.
Oh my God, he's trying to kill me.
Two a week. trying to kill all of us.
Dude, the last episode, I cut it down from like 3.5 hours to 1.5 hours, and I nearly was like, wanted to shoot your myself. Mind.
Yeah, this podcast thing is. It doesn't work? Seem like it should be work, but it's always harder than you think it's going to be.
It is a beast all unto itself, truly.
It's all for our own sanity at this point.
Yep. Well, not me. I would be way more sane if we didn't do this. But I love you guys, and I like talking with you.
Well, it's a good outlet to get the juices flowing, too.
Yeah.
For those of us that don't have other outlets.
People. Disgusting.
I'm joined with... I'm Blitz Bear, also known as Nate. That's Sam. His name's Oceans. He's Panda Bear.
Whoop, whoop.
And that's Polar Bear. He's Montano.
Hey, kids.
And for the second podcast episode in a row, we are joined by Eddie, but this is not Little Bear. This is 2G's.
Hey, the return of the great Jedi Master.
Master 2G's.
I like that.
I recognize you as a part of this council.
We're just going to call him Master 2G's from now on.
Master 2G's. That reminds me of in Gulliver's Travels, Master Bates.
Ah.
We watched it in...
I don't remember that.
So it's a satire, so obviously his name is a joke, but nobody else in my honors English class realized it when we were seniors, except for me and my buddy Miles, and every time they talk to him, they're like, Master Bates, and we go,
is this like the Jack Black version? Or
no, this is the old version.
The OG Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, there's a Master Bates.
Well, there's our myth for this episode.
That took me a second. Oh my God. We're back. What season did I talk about? The, what was that? What do we call that? The guy with the work. The masturbator guy.
The transient.
The transient master.
Yeah, the transient master.
Takes me back to that.
So I'm Eddie tired. Is not actually in the same room with us, so hopefully audio and everything works out.
We're going to find out in editing.
Yes.
Yay.
Eddie, what did Oceans have to tell you to get you on the show?
He asked me if I wanted to do it and said we're doing Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and I said, sure, I could stand to watch that again.
It's a hard sell.
I guess we'll suffer through it.
When episode 3 came out, I went to the theaters with the 2G's and I saw it with him. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Didn't we see episode 2 together also?
I remember we saw.
I know we saw 3 together, but I was trying to remember the other day if we saw the second one together or not.
I know I watched it with you because we're religiously watching Star Wars. I know that we saw the first Narnia movie together.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then we definitely saw episode 3.
The first Narnia. We might have seen 2. It's a vibe.
I don't recall. I just think
My memory is. I don't know.
I distinctly remember like you being over at my house, and we were like watching TV and like the commercial for like the like arena scene with Obi-Wan and Mace Windu back to back, but it was like a Go-Gurt commercial.
I forgot about Go-Gurt.
That's crazy that you could remember a Go-Gurt commercial.
Stuff is so,
I don't know.
It has to be so toxic. I feel like Go-Gurt.
I was reminiscing the other day too, and I'm like, why are we friends? And then your point, I'm like, we remember the dumbest shit that nobody should remember. Like,
It's all the little things that come together to make the big thing, my friend.
So we're going to talk about The Clone Wars, the TV show, one of my all-time favorite TV shows. I did not watch it in preparation for this, so we'll see how much I can remember. You guys might have to do some heavy lifting there for me. And then we're going to listen to some Star Wars music together with all y'all listeners out there. That's going to be...
With a Bear Attack twist. It's not actually from Star Wars, because we probably couldn't get away with that, but...
Okay, fair enough.
With a twist.
I mean, only if we get caught. But,
Our audience of 20 females is going to rat us out, like, come on.
Yeah. There will be a myth, and then,
Yeah, listening to us comes with, Sorry, I had a death in the family, so I was going to say DNR, but that is not correct.
Do not resuscitate.
NDA. NDA is the word.
Non-disclosure agreement?
Correct.
You can't listen to Bear Attack without signing an NDA.
I was about to come in here real hot and be like, and hey, listening to us comes with a DNR.
DNR. If you're a true fan,
I don't think our show is that hard.
Resuscitated.
Or as in Cocaine Bear, do not regurgitate.
So yeah, we'll do all that and then end on fan mail and what are we loving. So boys, Clone Wars.
So in closing, what do you love?
We're gonna have to like really restrain ourselves because we could probably talk Clone Wars for hours. So
I remember when the movie came out and my parents were like, yeah, we're not going to go see that. So I didn't.
My mom said the same thing, but not for the same reason.
Well, I don't think I was allowed to watch Star Wars. I think my parents just looked at it. And
oh, we were
like,
too, but my mom is anti prequel, so she does anything after the first three. She's like, "Yep, same shit. Doesn't matter. We already
the first
know.
Three are the prequels."
Yeah,
got you there.
Yeah, she was. Wait. Oh, I see.
Because she was there when
the
original
first three
came
that came out. Okay, yeah. Sorry. That
she was there.
That was a blonde moment.
Don't ever call my mom that.
No, I was calling me that. Your mom's gray as hell. No, I'm just kidding. Chris, don't come at me. I love you.
She's going to kill you.
Oh, Nate, she's going to drive from California the minute she hears that.
I saw the look on Polar Bear's face and I was like, I might have gone too hard.
We don't talk about women's weight, ages, or their hair, Nate. Except to say, it's such pretty hair.
2G, save that. Save us, please.
You look so soft.
Let me see. I don't remember. I didn't see the movie Clone Wars in theaters. I do remember seeing it and then just. It was like on Netflix, so I watched it and just binged all the show that was out at that time.
Yeah, I watched the movie in prep for this, and then I watched season 1 through 3. I watched a few episodes of 4 and skipped through all the fluff in the middle. I did the same thing with season 5 and 6, and then I watched the final season because I'd only ever seen it once. And then I didn't dive into the Bad Batch at all, but...
Oh, so you've seen, like, the whole, like, Clone Wars.
The show, yeah.
In prep for this, I watched the final season again because I'd only seen it once before. And then I only managed to get through the Umbaran arc because I'm just strapped for time lately because, you know, end of semester fun.
Don't miss that.
Oh. Yeah, I don't miss that at all. What are you studying?
I am an earth science major with a concentration in geology. I'm also doing a certificate for geographic information systems.
Dang.
Sounds my like brain exploded.
Smart stuff.
Yes.
Nerd.
You know it.
To be fair, geology is like the dumbest of the sciences, though.
I like rocks. What can I say? What can I say?
I mean... I was a geology major for a semester.
I did some, so Eddie, I don't know if Eddie cares if I say this. If not, we can cut it out. Eddie used to work for the Army as a soldier. I used to work for the Army.
The weirdest way I've ever heard it put.
I used to work for the Army, but I wasn't in the Army. I worked for the Army for like a couple months digging trenches to put in new electrical pipe for some missile silos that they had.
It's like saying I worked for the Air Force for a while as also a government contractor. Yeah,
doing their fire stuff.
Man, I should put that on my resume, government contractor. Yeah. It sounds badass.
Used to deal with the fire systems.
I did make sure that people could get out if they were on fire. Yeah. Or if the building was on fire. If they're on fire, you're kind of on your own.
But I forget why. Why did I bring this up?
Oh, Jesus. There was a point. It's going to be one of those episodes. We're all, like, tired and stressed.
There was a point to this. Where was I going with this? And it had something to do with the Clone Wars, too.
Because they're a military.
And there's war.
And Eddie.
But there wasn't for him.
In the military, but not war.
Yeah.
Betweenst wars, shall we say.
Dadgummit, dude, that's going to drive me crazy for the rest of the episode.
You'll remember.
It actually doesn't have anything to do with the Clone Wars, but it does have something to do with Eddie. There was this girl
who
had a test arc impaction, and she was just, like, so bland, and I was working with my uncle, and he would try to, like, make her smile or, like, laugh at just, like, anything he could to, like, connect with her, and she was just, like, she just wanted to look at the rocks, and he was explaining some geo to her, and I'm like, she's a geologist. She knows how this goes. She goes, I know. My husband's a geologist. I'm like, lady, you're a geologist. So they're both just two geologists. And I'm like, you know what they do is they go home and they talk about rocks. I think she did say at one point, she's like, I like rocks.
We need to put that on a Bear Attack t-shirt for 2Gs. Just on the back, Bear Attack. We love rocks.
We love rocks.
We love rocks.
Double meaning, because we do love rock.
Yeah, we do. Just.
But only if it rolls.
Yeah. Anyway.
2Gs, we'll get to that.
What did you think of the... So you saw the movie first and then started watching the show? Or you saw the show first?
I think I watched the movie and then I saw that there was a show for it. I think when it originally came out, the movie came out, I was like, oh, this is dumb and bad. Shun. And then life went
right.
Life went on and then I saw it again, like, oh,
that's how a lot of people feel.
Then I'll give it a shot and the movie is very meh, but the show goes hard.
Yeah, and that's gonna be one of my goods actually when we get to there. We'll get there.
I saw the show first when they started, because they would you could watch it for free on, like, I think it was StarWars.com. It was either that or CartoonNetwork.com, and they would stream it there in like an embedded video, and it was like on a like little screen. It was kind of crappy, and I think there was ads maybe, but and I never grew up with like cable or TV or any of that, so I could watch it that way. And then I saw the show or the movie a little while later. And it was kind of like, I liked it. I never disliked the movie, but going back, it does not hold up very well at all.
I was watching it in prep for this, and like, I had to skip like the middle. I'm like, dude, this is just, oh my God, there's no point.
The battles in the like movie though, when I first saw like that opening like thing where the just clones dying left and right and like explosions and droids everywhere, I was like, this is like harder than anything that happens in the live action.
Fair.
How I felt as a kid. I don't know if I'd still feel that way.
I mean, watching the show, like all the battles in the show are like epic as shit. So I'm like, the movie holds nothing to it. Like,
yeah, I think I saw the clips of the movie before I saw the show. So I saw like the cool parts of the movie. But
this movie should be seen.
Yeah. And then General Kenobi commits the first war crime of the whole thing by faking a surrender in the movie. And that's kind of in the beginning of the movie, and that kicks off, you know, the whole, if you don't know, the Clone Wars is famous for being a kid's show that just features war crimes and about a third of the episodes.
There's no Geneva in space in that galaxy far, far away. So I never had a meeting about it.
Yeah. They're also doing like the stuff that's kind of like, we know it's against the law, but like, come on, we got a war to win here.
There's a war on. The rules are suggested now.
It's like, I know we have these standards, but you know what they say, all's fair in love and war.
So for those of you that don't know what the Clone Wars are, they're basically...
No, live somewhere that's not a rock.
We probably should have started with
it. It takes place between the two live-action movies, Episode 2 and Episode 3. 3 is great, 2 is kind of meh. In my opinion.
That's actually fair.
I like 2, but I'm not going to fight you on it.
2 is good, but 2 is a good filler arc. It's not as...
That's the cool thing about this show. Like, there's some filler, but a lot of it has a point. And there's a purpose. And
no filler.
Every time we review something film-related, these motherfuckers couldn't write something creative if it hit them in the ass. This show is the exception. They take the original source material and create things out of it that you didn't see coming for, like... Admiral Trench looks like a tarantula. Who saw that coming?
One of the strong points about the Clone Wars is that it really, I think the animation medium really allows for aliens to be more in the spotlight than like live action really ever could.
That's a fair point.
Good point, yeah.
And they are, because, I mean, you see all these Jedi that are different species.
And they're
doing just cool stuff.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, especially when like the original prequels came out, or when the prequels originally came out, it was like the alien like characters would be in the more background, just because I don't think you could really pull off like having that much makeup and or CGI like front and center for an entire movie. And I don't even know if they can really pull it off that well nowadays either.
I feel like they could, and they kind of used to, but nowadays I feel like I think there's a whole host of issues, so I don't want to say it's just one thing, but movies these days are just like CG's gotten bad. It has gotten objectively worse. Like, I just went and saw the first Spider-Man in theaters because they are like doing a rerun of all those. And I mean, on the big screen, like, it still really doesn't look any worse than like a lot of the stuff that has come out last year. You know what I mean?
I think it's because they've stopped doing like practical stuff to make the 3D work better. And they've just like, they're focused on the rendering the computers can do.
Yeah, CG is killing everything.
Yeah. They're not making... Everything also looks really clean, I've noticed, in a lot of CG these days. Like, stuff doesn't look like it's actually interacting with the environment around it. Like, it's not getting dirty. It's not...
Yeah. It's too good.
Yeah, there's not dust on it. It's all, like, very pristine, very, like, plastic-looking. But the animation in The Clone Wars is rough in the first seasons. Not as bad as, like, the animation in the movie of it's pretty bad, but...
I'll get to that.
I think it was like mid season 3 or something like that, their hair starts moving and stuff, and it was like my little cousins and I, when we would watch it, when those episodes started rolling out, we were just like, whoa, what's happening?
That's true, because the first couple seasons they're just like wearing helmets.
Yeah, like little hair helmets. Yeah. They kind of just look like
Lego people.
They look like action figures.
And Obi-Wan's beard is just like a solid thing.
A solid piece on his face. Yeah.
So for the sake of condensing this a little, I have a very important question.
Okay.
For everybody. And we'll go around, we'll do a round table. What's your favorite story arc from the show?
That's a great question, and I have an answer.
My favorite is actually Ahsoka. Ahsoka is my favorite character and developing from the story.
What's your favorite, like, Ahsoka arc?
I think the arc where she gets betrayed by, like, the Jedi betray her trust, and mm-hmm. she leaves the Order because...
Is that season 6 or 5?
5.
That is...
Like, 5? Late 5?
Yeah, that is...
Or something?
End of 5?
It's near the end of 5, because then she...
So she gets framed for, like, a terrorist attack, right?
Yeah, so she gets framed for a terrorist attack, and they basically disbar her.
They don't give her... They kind of go assuming that she's guilty before, you know, they, you know...
Yeah, and Anakin's working to clear her name, but he doesn't, like, openly defend her.
Right, he's trying to... It's one of those times where he actually tries to, like, do it through proper channels, and then...
I don't know that he does it through proper channels, but he's not, like, openly defying and telling them they're wrong
right.
in front of her, and so she...
He plays ball with the council more than is typical for him.
And, I mean, his intentions are good, because he's like, if we're going to get her back in, they have to know that I was on their side so that I can
right.
keep my credibility with them, but because he never, like, openly defends her... And that's, like, that's her master, you know, the guy that's supposed to have her back. And even when they do clear her of everything because Ahsoka figures it out, and they're like, you're allowed to go back on active duty, because they never, like, kick her out, but they're, like, suspend her, basically.
Right.
But because they didn't believe her, and they wouldn't, like, nobody would defend her, she's just, like... And she sees some stuff in the Jedi Order. She's like, I can't do this. So she leaves.
She felt betrayed. And then that becomes... And then when she leaves, Anakin kind of feels betrayed. Like the council didn't do enough.
Right.
For her. And then that becomes like a big... Kind of like wedge between him and the council going forward. Which
mm-hmm.
kind of makes... after watching the Clone Wars, like, a lot of the stuff that happens in episode 3 makes a little bit more sense. Like, Anakin seems just a tad less bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you watch through the lens of they've already done this thing, like, he tried to play ball with them, they kicked, like, they wouldn't believe it anyways.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, there's...
The show could have done more stuff like that, but that arc is probably the best example of it.
Yeah, because you gotta... The Jedi are wrong. In the prequels, the Jedi are wrong the whole time. Because they're so stuck in their, like... They're so stuck in their ways. They, like, betray everything that they are.
Yeah.
To become... They're, like... In the first movie, they say very blatantly, like, we're peacekeepers, we're not warriors. Like, we're not right. generals.
And then they become, like...
And then they become generals. Like, that's all they do.
The highest-ranking military officers.
Yeah, and, like, they're even, like... They're outside of the command, but they hold a high position... They're also in the Republic Army. And, like, if they were truly peacekeepers, they would have foregone that and tried to find their own, like...
They're like sovereign citizens. They get all the rights of being a U.S. citizen without having any of the responsibilities.
Kinda, but like the Clone Wars, the whole arc of the Clone Wars is really how the Jedi are wrong.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, for sure. I think, and the show kind of. I mean, there's definitely arcs that make that case. I think, like, politically, I probably line up more with the Separatists, and the show paints them in a sympathetic light anytime they have to, like, deal with the actual people. Mm-hmm. The problem is the Separatists, like, military organization is, like, genocidal.
Yeah, the Separatists aren't right.
Right.
Like, they might be right in, like, why they want to be separate, and, like...
The, like, politics of it and the citizenry of it, the problem is Count Dooku's running the show, and he's, like, totally evil, and all the people he promotes are totally evil.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, if they had, like, been able to not... go to war, if they wouldn't be led by the most evil entity in the
galaxy. If they had Padme running the Separatist movement, which she's sympathetic to throughout the whole show.
Correct.
Not in a treasonous way where she, like, betrays the Republic, but she's like, you guys, they're not crazy. They're not insane.
If we could just stop, broken. Like, trying to kill them, we could probably come together and figure this out pretty easy.
Right.
If it wasn't one evil dictator running both sides.
Yeah, right. Yeah. the whole thing is planned. Man, what a conspiracy.
All right, Blitz, what's your favorite?
When they have to retake Geonosis for a second time. Mm, I think the first episode of it's called Landing at Point Rain. And it's like, it just rains lasers everywhere. And there's like... so much death. There's clones going through these caves, just like lighting Geonosians on fire with flamethrowers. Another Geneva the Convention violation.
Very Vietnam.
Yeah. Another war crime. And then,
like, keeping a tally?
they get these like worms in them, and they're the mind control worms. And there's like zombie Geonosians, and like that whole arc is like every episode of it is so hardcore. And just straight up war, and that's
And they find out that the guy they've been trying to, like, negotiate with isn't even the guy. Like, there's a queen out in the
right. Yeah, the like Geonosian queen. Oh, and then the Geonosian queen is like so gross. She's like got the swollen abdomen, and she's pooping out eggs and everything. It's like very PG-13 for a kids show.
Yeah, but also very alien.
Yeah.
Like the movie is not just like. As a general statement.
Yeah. The alien movie.
Yeah. That's cool. 2Gs, what's your favorite arc?
Ooh, that's a hard one, but...
That's what she said.
Yes. I would say one of my favorite ones is probably the Umbaran arc. Because the first, like, episode is basically just space Vietnam. And then, like, it goes into, like, the whole subterfuge of Master Krell, which I just... I don't know. It's very...
Is that the... Forearm Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's purposely sabotaging them so that all the clones will die and he can join Dooku.
Yeah. Just like throwing bodies away needlessly. And then the clones rebel.
Yeah.
That'll tie into my good. That is...
I think in the Army and the Navy they call that mutiny.
Yeah. That is one of the best arcs in the whole thing.
Yes.
My favorite is the Mortis arc.
Ooh, which one? Which one's that?
With the father, the son, and the daughter.
Oh, you like the weird one.
Yeah.
The acid trip arc.
Yeah. Which one? Where they explore Anakin being the chosen one, and he's the only one able to stop the sister and the brother, and then the brother kills the sister by accident, and then...
They get lost in space and go to the Force planet, and there's like a Trinity thing going on where it's like the father, the son, and the daughter.
The Force, where we learn about the Force gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, the light and the dark side, and the son's trying to escape and kills everybody. Yes.
The daughter's
Ahsoka dies, and then the light sacrifices herself to save Ahsoka. And...
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those ones just hurt my head.
Oh, and then, like, the ones that I always gravitate to are any of the ones with Maul involved, because that character is awesome.
When I heard they were bringing him back, I was so angry, because you know one of my pet peeves is, like, there needs to be real deaths in these things. Like, stop bringing people back. But
my rule in storytelling, you have to show me a dead body. And they don't actually show you a dead body of Maul. He's just, chopped in half with a laser sword, which would cauterize the wound on the way through.
Right. I just want deaths to mean something and this stuff, but Maul is like the one time where I'm like, you know what? I'm glad they didn't actually kill him, because his arcs, he has multiple arcs throughout the show, but every single one of them builds on the one before it, and they're all fantastic.
Well, and I think Maul's
perceived
too.
Death means a lot, and then him being back also means a lot. I don't think his death is meaningless.
The other one that's really cool is the one where Yoda goes off to, like, with the Qui-Gon arc.
Yeah.
Where he, like, is trying to, manifest his consciousness after death. That was really cool, and he gets to fight Dark Yoda, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that one have, like, the backstory with Sifo Dyas in it, or is that... I think that's a different arc.
That's the one where he... I think discovers Obi-Wan, like, the dead face people and the
and then
he has to go to the Sith planet and like
it might be gets, the same. Like,
he like mind melds with Palpatine for a minute or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, they go to like Moriband and the Sith homeworld, and there's a lot of like that is a good arc.
But I think I'll save that for my good, bad, and ugly.
So something good that the Clone Wars does, I get if we want to get into good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, we can do that. We're all gravitating towards it anyway.
I really like how they do that. It will be like a 3-episode arc where they kind of like tell this whole cohesive story over the course of like 3 20-minute episodes. They're very short, very well paced and sweet, and you get like this. It's honestly, in my opinion, the best Star Wars that we ever get. There's also bad episodes of the show. There's filler ones.
Yeah. Like I said, I skipped like the middle of season 4, season 5, and season 6 because I was looking for the Maul arc because I was in on that. The Ventress one is cool. Like all the fluff in the middle is like meh. Clones and droids and
Maul becoming the king of Mandalore is my favorite power move of all time.
Yeah.
Don't like that he kills Satine, but we get over it.
Maul does a whole lot of power moves and then gets ousted, and then he can never really like quite find his stride, but man, he makes the moves.
Well, it's because he's evil and all he wants is vengeance.
Yeah.
Like if his goal was power in the Clone Wars, he'd probably get it because he's such a strong...
Yeah, and it's weird in like the last season, like in the final arc in the last 4 episodes, like he was talking about right before 66 happens and Ahsoka goes to Mandalore, he kind of almost plays like an anti-hero, like trying to like tell her.
He doesn't care at all about, he doesn't want the power in the way of like ruling and influencing people. All he wants is revenge on Obi-Wan.
Right, and which Sidious. Is weird.
And Sidious. But yeah. Obi-Wan, then Sidious.
Because he's more afraid of Sidious than Obi-Wan.
Which I mean, I also would probably want some payback on the guy that chopped me in half.
Yeah.
Fair enough. My good, back to the thing I mentioned before, the storytelling here is great. Like, creative, like, it's almost like fan fiction-y, almost, like, bringing the Maul thing back. I'm sure there was fan fiction. Well, he's not actually dead, you know? Like, this happened.
Absolutely. And, like, since episode one, there have been people on the internet like, he got cut in half with a laser sword. He could survive that.
Yeah.
The Force.
It really is, like, George Lucas-approved fan fiction.
And that's the other good thing. The final season was a Disney Plus original, and this is, like, the only Star Wars thing they've touched that they haven't fucked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ahsoka's okay, but...
There's one or two other things they've done that are good that Disney has done, but...
Andor's okay.
Andor.
I like Andor a lot.
I liked Rogue One a lot.
Yeah,
I like Rogue One a lot.
I think Rogue One is the best Star Wars, Disney Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and Solo doesn't get enough credit either. I don't dislike that movie.
It's good, but it came out in the wrong moment in time.
It did.
That's true. Solo is the Fast and Furious of the Star Wars world that we needed.
Yeah. People really didn't like Solo, and I don't think it's a great movie, but it's pretty good. It's fun. I also have to say, this is one of, if not my absolute favorite TV show of all time. So there's no way that I can say all the good that I want to say about it. We've already touched some stuff where it's like, it kind of bridges the gap between episode 2 and 3 and in a way that makes the transition between the two movies make a lot more sense. My favorite thing about the show by far is like exploring, the clones and like what it is to be human and like what makes a person unique and like, do we have a soul and all that. And yes. It starts in the first episode when Yoda's talking to all the clones and everything. And they're like, we're all the same. We all have the same face. And he's like, no, you're not the same. You're all your own person.
Well, yeah. And that falls back into end of the last season where Rex helps Ahsoka escape and she removes the chip and he like, it's fine with him. And like,
the last episode is so sad when they have the memorial for all the clones that died.
So good though.
And Ahsoka leaves, and then Darth Vader, Anakin still, he's not, I don't think he's totally Darth Vader yet. At that moment, he's still Anakin, just in a little more mechanical. And he shows up and he sees Ahsoka's lightsabers there. Because you know, with everything in him, he was hoping she survived, and he now thinks she's just dead.
But yeah, just that kind of like, I love the clone stuff in it and all their like different personalities and characters and stuff. That,
yeah, like 99.
Like 99, you know, they're like heroic stories. Any episode where there's no Jedi in it is like my favorite. Like, I just want to see the grunts doing their thing.
Yeah. And that they all give themselves nicknames and they're all like, they're not like, a lot of them aren't cool nicknames, or they don't think they're cool. They're like names that they got for being stupid or something.
Yeah. A lot of people think that like genetics is kind of the end all be all, but like people don't know that like identical twins have the exact same DNA. So like one of my friends, he was like, that's not true. And I was like, it is absolutely true. And so we're both believers. He was like, which soul is God going to accept when they die then? And I'm like, DNA is not your soul, dude.
Yeah, they have separate souls. Like, they're just the same person if they committed a crime.
Even if you don't believe in souls and stuff, like, what, you can't find the mind. Like, there's no weight to a thought or anything. Like, scientists know that, like, our thoughts and everything aren't just, like, electrical impulses. There's something more there. And that's, like, just because you have the exact same DNA doesn't mean that you're the same person. Like, life and how you respond to it are going to shape you in different ways. Interestingly, that's how they found out that like being gay is not genetic, is because when identical twins, if one of them's gay, it's very rare for them both to be gay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. They found that out in Australia. But that's my favorite thing about the Clone Wars, because I'm just fascinated with twins.
The clones?
And they're all, it's an army of twins.
The clones and Ahsoka are truly my favorite parts. Mm-hmm. Of the Clone Wars, the Jedi are just sort of,
they're secondary characters, to me. Mostly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
they're kind of secondary, but they irritate me when they get involved.
Anakin is absolutely the main character of the show. Like, the whole show is kind of... And Ahsoka, too. Like, it's really them.
I'd argue the two of them are the main characters.
But I would wish... Or I like episodes where, like, Rex is the main character. Or, like, Fives and Echo.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
If I could move us into bad, though.
Please do.
There is one...
Let's attack it.
I don't know if it's an episode or an arc, but there's an episode where they get lost on... I think Rex and a couple other guys are stuck on a planet, and they run into this clone that deserted the army.
Oh, yeah,
has
yeah,
a
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
And gosh, the infuriation I feel every time I have to see that stupid episode just drives me up a wall.
Why?
Just something about it. Just...
You don't like his splotchy kids?
It's not even like the kids. It's no like one character. It's just like...
His kids have the worst skin.
They do have the worst skin.
Because they're half Twi'lek. So they've got like... What, like a human, like half human skin, half Twi'lek skin. It's just all splotchy.
Yeah.
And gross.
But just like the whole time, just irritates the living snot out of me.
Because he's like, just, is it that clone?
It is that clone.
I remember
something
like
something about him just rubs me the wrong
his attitude being
way.
Like, he's like, yeah, I'm a deserter. You should all be deserters too. Come on. You know I'm right.
I think that might be it, is that he's like trying to win them to his side, and they're just like, you're the one that's wrong here. You committed the crime.
Right.
Just let us, like, get Rex back healthy.
It's how cheerful he is about being, like, it's not even like a, like, hey, guys, I know that this is a thing. But you guys got to understand, we were bred in tanks for war, which is pretty subhuman life and everything. Like, don't you guys want more for yourself? He's just like, the whole time, he's like, come on, man. You know.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad
you know it's dumb,
I'm glad
right?
I brought this up.
Cause... You know you want my life. Like, I have a good life. You don't have a good life. You're just cannon fodder. You know.
That's exactly what it is.
It's very off-putting.
He is the worst, and he doesn't even make a good case for it.
No, he doesn't.
He's just like, I left because this life is better.
And there is a good case to be made too. He just doesn't do it.
He just sucks.
Just not a good salesman.
Mm. Maybe that's it. And that's the whole episode. The focus of the whole episode is supposed to be like the clones could have more to their lives versus this is what we were made for. And they just do a bad job at it.
Yeah, that's...
And the character that's trying to sell the could have a better life sucks.
Yeah. I actually like that episode, but I totally see where you're coming from with it.
I don't. I skip it every time.
I think that's in the first or second season, right?
Yeah, it's pretty early on.
I think it's the beginning.
Which also, you haven't seen a lot of war, you idiot. you left pretty quick.
Yeah. Battle of Geonosis, and he was like, not for me.
Yeah.
Which is fair. That was, I mean, the first Geon, it's no landing at Point Rain, but it was pretty hairy the first time.
Mm-hmm. I think probably the thing to think about with that episode, it's probably like the first stepping stone onto like making the clones like be thought of as more than just the numbers in the army kind of thing, but probably just may not be executed the most congruent way.
It might be one of the first times we see it from the clones themselves.
Yeah.
That's fair, but maybe it would have been better if it was further on in the series.
No, I think it's just the guy's off-putting. Yeah.
The guy just is irritating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's off-putting in a way where it was like intentional, like it was a character decision. I think it was just like they kind of maybe missed the mark on that one a little.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like he should just have a little remorse too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't at all.
I mean,
like his
more power to him, I guess.
I suppose, but his only concern is he's not like, he's never like, I let my brothers down. He's more just like, I left and you should too. You idiots.
I think if I were to write it, I would make him angrier and be like, you guys, they like made it so that we age 5 times as quickly so that we can go die for them like right away. And that's all we're all going to be dead by the time we're 40 if we survive all the horrors they put us through. Doesn't that make you a little mad?
Just like real Americans with our carcinogens and our forever plastics.
So did you have one?
A bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of There's a lot of episodes that just
remember, Nate loves this show as much as I do.
Yeah. There's a lot of episodes that just aren't great. Like there's some filler. A
lot of filler.
If you don't like Jar Jar, there's a lot of Jar Jar episodes. which I liked as a kid. Watching them as an adult, I'm like, oh, this is a really long 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I actually kind of black out all the fun Jar Jar moments.
Yeah, there's whole episodes where Jar Jar is the main character.
Jar Jar is fun because he's goofy. He's
every time they dog. Put Jar Jar in charge of something, I'm just like, oh, fuck, here we go. Well,
but it always works out.
You know who the supporting character is in those episodes?
C-3PO.
Worst. So if you don't like Jar Jar or C-3PO.
Yeah, those are kind of clustery episodes.
Yeah.
I really like the ones where they put Jar Jar with Mace Windu, the whatever that one little like episode or arc is.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And those are always such buddy. That's such a buddy cop dynamic too.
Because Mace Windu hates him.
This motherfucker. God, if they had done that live action, oh my god.
Samuel L. Jackson with
he would have been. He's like, I get one per episode. He's a motherfucker.
Quick side note. So I'm on a lot of Star Wars pages, and I saw this, like, panel kind of meme, where it's the scene where they're killing, Mace is going to kill Palpatine, and where Anakin's like, it's not the Jedi way, and then it cuts to, like, not the movie, and it's like, it's not the Jedi way, but he deserves it, and if you give me the pass on this one, I'll give you a pass on whatever you want. He's like, can I marry Senator Amidala? Hypothetically, can I marry Senator Amidala? And, like, gives this whole speech about everything he wants, and Mace is, like,
it's like oddly and then specific. You guys have to give her the best medical care in the galaxy so she doesn't accidentally die in childbirth. Yes. And all this. He's like, okay, sure.
Like, oddly specific, but yeah. Roll credits.
I'm going to solve the entire fucking problem.
Well, all of Star Wars is just one family's drama that they involve the galaxy in.
Yeah.
Except for Rogue One and Solo.
Correct.
Eddie, do you got a bad?
Oh.
Or several?
Oh, boy.
Do we have enough time for all of your bad?
I actually don't have that many, really. It's like, you have to take it at the face that it was originally a kid's show that kind of morphed into the war crime spree that it turns into. And looking at it...
Well, if children were in charge of war, war would be one big war crime.
Oh, that's true. I would say to say that, like, I don't think I really have any other than, like, you know, the filler. There's very clearly filler episode that it's kid centric, which is fair since it's a kid show ultimately. But, like, up until you get to, like, the later half of the show where it's just, like, where I think the intended demographic is probably more teenager, where you get into, like, a lot more serious topics and war.
Well, it is kind of a long-running show, so it kind of had to grow with the original audience a little bit.
And it did.
Yeah.
I do think it did well. I think Avatar The Last Airbender and Clone Wars are the two for kids shows that really deal with good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like totally. They're good for all ages and audiences because they deal with a lot of deep stuff.
Oceans, do you got a bad?
I do. The fucking lightsabers.
The lightsabers.
When Maul's wielding that shit around, looks like a wet pool noodle. Like, it's all bendy.
Yeah, the light blur's a little excessive on it, man.
Like, when he's doing all his moves, like, the lightsaber looks like it's curving, and, like, it doesn't do that in the live action.
I think your TV's frame rate is just a little low.
No, they're a little noodly.
They're a little noodly.
I'm gonna pull me up.
Well, in season 7 is when it's really bad.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The first 6 seasons, it's not so.
That's
bad.
When I noticed it. The final fight between him and Ahsoka.
That was a weird stylistic choice.
Yeah,
not nearly as weird though. In Rebels, the lightsabers are like pasta noodles.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But they don't blur like that. They're hard.
But it might be the animation style because Rebels has a weird animation style too.
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay, so
I actually hate Rebels animation.
I saw this thing. And I don't know if you guys have probably seen it too, but it's like when, what's the main character's name? What's his name? The kid.
Ezra Bridger.
Ezra.
So when Ezra in the live action Ahsoka is like rebuilding a lightsaber for himself, and he has the robot who's been building lightsabers for centuries with him, there was like a moment where somebody was like, you know, they could have really saved themselves in Rebels if they would have just been like, oh, your lightsaber is really thin. Hold on a second. Let me adjust something. And then it comes back to being a normal lightsaber. And they could have just been like, the knowledge was lost.
No, because Vader and Obi-Wan's lightsabers are the same way. And
I know, but they could have tried. No, they could have tried to retcon. No, that
would have. I would have. That would have been one of the first things I said out the gate when we reviewed it. I would have been like, "These stupid, so desperate to like not have plot holes that they're making plot holes out of the wrong stuff."
Oh my gosh! I YouTube the lightsabers, and all I'm getting is critiques of the Clone Wars style lightsabers.
Oh well,
see.
Apparently,
see?
You're not Clone Wars. Alone. Rebels, I'm sorry.
Oh, Rebels. Yeah, yeah.
The still. Rebels
lightsabers look dumb.
Still.
They do look dumb.
That's not a... The lightsaber fights, though.
The choreography is...
Yeah, yeah, no, they're fantastic. And that's...
In Clone Wars, not Rebels.
Back to a good real quick, I forgot.
Oh,
the dynamic between all the Siths...
I do see the whip effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dynamic between all the Siths is awesome because, like, there's too many of them all at once. Like... Yeah. You have Savage, you have Maul, you have Ventress, and then you have Dooku and Sidious. And
well, it shows you why the rule of two exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But, like, the whole dynamic that happens, like, Sidious only goes after Maul, which is weird.
Well, dude, there is a... you have to know that, like, the Sith and Dark Side users are two different things. Like, Sith are Dark Side users, but not all, you know, Dark Side users are Sith. It's a different dogma and religion and everything.
Like the Night Sisters are not Sith.
Yeah.
Correct. And there are Jedi who use dark side powers in the Clone Wars. Like there's the one, like the tracker Jedi guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Doesn't he
use
like Force Lightning once or
something?
There's
actually a book called Dark Disciple that is written by Katie Lucas, George's daughter. And it's a collection of stuff that she was writing for the Clone Wars that they ran out of like budget and time to produce these episodes, but it was going to be an arc. Oh my gosh, you guys, you have to read this book. It's that Jedi, whatever his, I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name, but he's like.
He's got the yellow tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. He's the like off on his own tracking down Jedi that go bad, basically.
So he goes undercover with Asajj Ventress to assassinate Count Dooku on the Jedi Council's orders. And it is wild.
You know, that's another thing that frustrates me when they're like, only Sith deal in absolutes.
Right. I think, so this is me kind of headcanoning it, but I feel like in the moment, you know, you're on the lava planet, things are pretty intense. He just choked out his pregnant wife, you know, galaxy's falling apart. I think he just blurted it out. I don't think he was... I don't think that that's an actual, like, Jedi. But I don't know. Maybe it is. Yoda's like, no! Say it right, you did.
No, true fact it is.
I got an ugly.
Yeah.
Hardcore. Okay. Season 7, the whole thing is my ugly.
because it need to happen, you mean?
I love the Bad Batch, and I like the way it ends, though it does introduce the really noodly lightsabers. But that whole...
they could have literally done the last four of that and called that Season 7 and been good.
Yeah. What's the... those... sisters, the Mertes, is that what their name is? The Mertes sisters?
Yeah.
Those arcs are bad. And people go, it's character development. And I'm like, it's for not.
Who?
I'm not, it's not character development. It's just bad writing. Like, we're not given, it's boring. There's nothing that, like, tells us about them as people or anything. It's all just exposition dumping. And it was almost cool because it's like they go to, like, stop this drug trade thing. But it's just boring. And so.
I feel like I've seen.
I like the Bad Batch. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I feel like I've seen the same like those same episodes, but in a different show somewhere.
Yeah,
they're a little unoriginal, and the sisters aren't good characters.
Well, it became the template for every Disney Plus Star Wars show going forward. It's like really like that's the warning signs. The Bad Batch episodes weren't fantastic either, but they introduced the Bad Batch and they were cool characters. And then the last, like, four with Maul and Mandalore and Ahsoka.
That arc is probably the most in-depth throughout the whole thing. Because they just keep going back to Mandalore for different reasons.
Well, because Mandalore is such a cool, like, the idea of Mandalore is so cool because of what the Mandalorians were and what they try to become.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a whole empire at one point in time.
Yeah, there's so much, like, Star Wars lore that's untapped because of in Mandalore.
Yeah.
Like, they're the Jedi's number one enemy, and they become part of the Republic.
Had a whole galactic war that was just Mandalorians and Jedi. I mean, they're not the only ones that fought in it, but that was everyone's, like, the two powers
everyone would join. You're with Mandalore, you're with the Jedi.
Yeah.
Is that still canon?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's old Republic stuff, right?
Yeah. Very old Republic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darth Revan and all that.
That's what the first, the KOTOR games are about.
Yep. That's what I want them to make Star Wars shows about. Recycling all the, and then you don't have to worry so much about continuity and
no more Skywalker timeline.
Yeah, no more Skywalker.
Move on from that.
Oh yeah, they need to.
The Clone Wars ended it perfectly.
Yeah, the
the icing on the cake of that shit disaster is that Rey is a Palpatine in the end. I'm like, really? Come on, are you fucking serious?
The Skywalker drama ends with Luke.
It doesn't, like, though.
Yeah, that's what it should.
It should. Like, Luke should have been the end of the Skywalker drama. Yeah, and then they're just like, Rey, Skywalker.
Yeah. Well, it... Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
But I agree.
But yeah, I mean... There's not a lot of ugly with this show, but, like...
The animation in the beginning is pretty ugly.
And, like, some of the characters, I feel like, could have... Like, the Boba Fett thing. Like, I feel like they could have done that totally differently and made it way better.
The Boba Fett stuff is almost good, but...
Almost.
Yeah.
But I feel like, what if it, in my mind, what would have been cool, since he's technically a clone... He could have gone to Kamino and had them age him. I think he would have way more prowess as an adult.
No. I don't think they can age him. It's a thing you have to add in when genetically they're created.
And they asked him. That's right.
Also, why would
they talk about
that? Why would you ever do that? Like, can you shorten my lifespan significantly?
I mean, he's out for revenge on Mace Windu. Maybe he feels like he'd have more success as an adult. I don't know.
No. I don't think that's... I think that'd be a bad call.
Yeah.
I think having him be a kid is important.
Yeah.
I don't know. That character was ugly for me. I feel like it could have been done a little differently, a bit better.
I feel like those episodes aren't... They don't always hit. Some of them do. Like when the bald lady and him make their own mercenary gang.
Yeah.
I liked those episodes.
Yeah. For as many complaints and bads as I see in the show, I don't know that I really see an ugly, for sure, in it. Because I feel like it's redeemed. Like, everything in it is redeemable, and usually my uglies are, like, a thing that I can't come back from.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that makes me boring in this episode.
No. My ugly is just season 7, and because it's not bad, but it's not good. And,
it kind of didn't need to happen, but it did.
I think the last 4 episodes needed to happen, like, to just wrap it up, because I think, I think the final got, like, canceled, like, way back, and then they, once Disney got their shit show figured out, they decided, oh, we need to save ourselves, and so they just used all the other guy's homework and just, oh, here, put our name on this.
Season 6 is, like, short, too, isn't it? Like, 6 or 8 episodes?
Yeah, it was just enough for the budget they had left.
Yeah. But, the last 4 of season 7 are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the 3 in the middle.
They could have literally done that as a Clone Wars special event, not as an entire season, because the rest of that is just why?
Well, they kind of... Yeah. I'm kind of glad that they didn't do Tales of the Jedi with it or something like that. But anyway, well, should we move into our music
Yeah.
segment?
Yeah. So I literally Googled Star Wars rock songs, and this guy popped up. So the first four are from him, and then I threw some Weird Al in there because I had to. And then Nate's song, which I'll let him talk about, and then Eddie, of course, brought us to Galactic Empire, which is literally like a Star Wars metal band with outfits and costumes and the whole deal. So we'll finish it off with that
on tour, coming to a city near you.
So if Nate would like to talk about his song, we'll just run it through. We won't have to pause or anything. We can talk about the songs as they're happening.
Okay. Yeah, my song is from a band called Lost Souls. They're a group of like foster kids that found each other in their city and like started a band together. They're not all from the same family, but the thing about them is that they're all animated. And they like will post like live videos on their Instagram, but it's like they're animated videos. So it will be like this cartoon like tapping a screen going like, "How's this thing work? Like, can you guys hear me?" And so they're on tour right now. So on Instagram, I'm just getting pictures of like these cartoon like
figures like
loading in their bus and whatnot.
That's awesome.
And they like they caption the posts like it's like the band's frontman. But so the music video is kind of fun. It's just them like singing it in their garage. So the music video and the band has nothing to do with Star Wars, but the song, their debut song, it's the only one that's currently out as of this recording, is just about how much they hate this sequel trilogy. So yeah, the band is Lost Souls. The song is called Childhood Died.
And a three, and a two, and a three, two, one.
Sounds like he's saying force with the list.
And then we get this.
This is Royish Good Looks.
And the song is called Padawan. It's the Pokemon theme. I wanna find the apprentice. I found a fun song that he's never heard yet. To free him
is my real test. I wish you could see Polar Bear's face.
He looks like a kid in a candy store.
Okay, shut up, I'm enjoying this song.
I can just picture an episode of Anakin and Ahsoka to this. It'd be hilarious.
All I can see is Anakin or Pikachu dressed up like Anakin with like the scar on his eye and everything.
No, Pikachu's totally Ahsoka. He's got the pointy ears.
Oh, he's Anakin for sure. Obi-Wan is ass. Ahsoka is the like obligatory girl character that Ash has to travel with every time.
No, this next one I found is awesome because it's a legit cover of a Billy Joel song.
So fun.
Tucci's, I'm curious to see what you think about this one.
This one is just called We Didn't Start the Fire.
But it has parody.
Right. Parentheses parody.
Can you imagine looking for the Billy Joel song, like a cover of the Billy Joel song, and finding this?
It had me rolling at work.
This is awesome.
Nerf herders.
Nate can't hear us at all when his headphones are on while he's listening to Spotify, and I think that's actually more fun.
The only part that bugs me about this is they didn't change this part at all.
Yeah, it's kind of just putting words into like the non-chorus parts.
So many people have done that to this song though because it's so doable. Like, I think the song is just built that way. Like, I think somebody did, like, I think Fall Out Boy did, like, a part two of this song.
Yes.
And made it more, like, modern.
Yeah.
He rhymed Dooku and went, oh, that's awesome.
I don't even care that he just changed, just listing off characters and events. I think it's so funny.
How do you guys feel about the actual, the Billy Joel song?
I like it. I mean, I like the Fall Out Boy one because it's more relevant.
Yeah, I like the Fall Out Boy one better. I've always hated this song.
part.
The first time I heard it, I was like, what is this game crap?
I like all the parodies of this song better than the original.
Yeah, me too. Because the original one's like, who cares?
Uchini!
It's literally...
Oh my gosh, it's such a long song, too. He does the whole thing.
How does he not run out of people's names?
Because there's so many characters in Star Wars. There's so many characters and concepts in Star Wars, you could do it forever.
Yeah. This thing could be like an hour long, easily.
It's impressive I got Su Guerrera in there.
Yeah.
God, this would be a fucking party live, though. At like a Star Wars rave night or something.
Oh man, that would be fun. Nubian?
Highest Metaclorians.
Owen Lars just gets on like, Owen Lars!
Every time I hear his name, I just think of the drummer from Metallica.
Yeah, I do that.
Uncle Owen, he's a good dude.
All Luke wanted was get some power converters at Tosche Station.
Yep. Not the uncle Luke needed, but wait. Not the uncle he deserved, but the one he needed? I don't know.
Definitely the one he needed.
Yeah. So the next song... is about the Bad Batch, which I haven't seen, but I had the intro in the Clone Wars, so a lot of it's lost on me, but it sounded cool. So
I love the Bad Batch.
I haven't seen season 2.
I tried watching it,
and then I got to the Wanda Sykes episode, and it was just like, oh, so this is just a pointless like treasure hunt now where nothing happens, and I don't need to care about any of it.
Kind of, but I like the character.
So, TG's, what do you think?
Yeah, it's good. Kind of. I don't know. I find it very non-succinct, I guess.
I like this because it's got like a pop punky like.
What band is this?
Warrior Strong?
No.
Warrior Good Books.
Yeah, he's got so many more. I had to pick four.
Like. I mean, it sounds like who's the guy that makes the videos making fun of pop punk and stuff?
D'Angelo,
like Sunrise Skater Kids.
This is something I would have really loved when I was a kid.
You know what would make this sound cool? If they got the singer from Rise Against to sing it.
Yeah. Just Rise Against to do it.
Hey, you gotta admit the catchiest chord. English is hard, man. I'm so tired. The chorus is catchy.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really hard? Is when somebody asks you a question in Spanish, and they just thought you were being funny, and you respond in Spanish, and
oh, dude.
Understand.
I had one guy, he looked like he was about to shit his pants when I did it. And his eyes got all... I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I speak it.
You're like, oh, my bad. This wasn't supposed to be a Spanish conversation. You're just quirky like that.
You're like me.
I don't know. This feels like. I don't know.
This is like the Ice Nine Kills.
I'm getting like Christian Rock vibe almost.
Yeah.
Or it could be like the guy who did the song all about Minecraft.
That's what I was going to say. This feels like the kids safety torch YouTube guy,
Combuscus.
He did the I think he did the Indiana Jones theme too, or something. But, I don't remember, but
Tobuscus.
I kind of went down a rabbit hole and got lost for a minute.
The worst rabbit holes to be in. A warren, I believe they call that.
So yeah, the next two songs are from the master of parody, who only Harry Potter could play in a movie based on his life.
Love that movie.
I have not seen it.
It's so good.
Which one?
Weird. The story of Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah. It's a trip.
Is it?
It's funny.
Wild. I haven't seen it because it's only on freaking Prime or something.
You don't have Prime? Oh.
I mooched Peacock off my cousin, but I don't have Prime.
I've been dusting Nate's coffee table with my sock this whole time.
Thanks.
And the more I do it, the more like dust I see. So I've really been caressing his table.
I love how the time bar on this song is an actual lightsaber.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Oh, shoot dang.
I noticed that last night. I'm like, how did they license this? But it has actual Star Wars on it, so.
Yeah, it's official.
But it's not the only one on the that I saw. I think the Galactic Empire is like that too.
That's cool.
So they must have some kind of licensing deal.
They must, yeah.
Are you guys listening on an actual computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's not on mobile. I'm controlling it on mobile, but playing it through my computer, so I can see both of them.
Oh, you're fancy like that.
That's scary beach part.
I quote the, going back to the Weird Al, this has nothing to do with Star Wars, but I quote the like Madonna being like, is it true that you're a virgin? It's like, oh yes, I am. It's outside of all the various sexual partners I've had. He's like, huh, how about that? And no one ever laughs. But I guess it's one of those things you gotta see in the movie to get it.
There's no not funny scene in that movie either.
No. I thought that it, like, in the beginning of the movie, I didn't realize it was just like a parody. I thought it was like an actual biopic. Oh, and I was like, what is wrong with this guy's dad?
We're doing a Weird Al fucking episode, and I'm gonna watch that movie because.
I mean, I love that movie.
And I can listen to Weird Al, like, parody all day.
My. Start the recorder. Get my accordion.
I just love how Daniel Radcliffe, of all people.
Daniel Radcliffe's a great actor.
He is. But I'm like, I have the problem I have, though. I'm just like, hey, it's Harry Potter, but he's Weird Al. What the fuck? Weird.
Oh, no, Daniel Radcliffe is no longer Harry Potter to me because he did such a good job becoming Daniel Radcliffe again.
True. Have you seen Miracle Workers?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to. It's hilarious. Steve Buscemi plays God in the first season.
That might be why I haven't seen it. I don't watch things that have,
He's not Harry Potter to me. He's Elijah Wood.
This is like the most annoying song ever, but like it fit the theme, so.
This might be a weird thing, but there's never been a song from Weird Al that's annoyed me. Huh. I've always thought Weird Al songs are funny.
No, they're funny!
All Weird Al songs annoy me to the same extent. Just like mildly irritating to me, but they're also funny, so. Your pop filter is looking a little flaccid there.
You might need a blue pill for that or something.
Yeah. But.
It is erect!
All it needed was the voice of Oceans, apparently.
You know what's the best, my favorite Weird Al parody? Is Amish Paradise.
Yes.
Yes.
Fire.
2Gs, let's ask you, what's your favorite Weird Al parody?
Oh. Maybe Party in the CIA.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My favorite is the, actual favorite Weird Al parody is the one where he makes the original Star Wars one he did.
The Saga Begins.
Yes.
Yeah, the American Pie.
One day might be Vader, now he's just a small fry.
Yeah, so good. I do love that one.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is Eat It, for sure, because I'm like, I relate to this, and it's fucking awesome!
You ain't fat. You ain't fat. You ain't nothing.
I'm or another
one. One of my favorites classic. Is eBay. The, like, yes. Parody of That Way.
Or Shatner's old toupee.
Yeah.
What was your other one, Eddie?
I was gonna say the classic, like, White and Nerdy.
Yeah,
that's yeah, that's a good one too. Weird Al has so many good, like, you. It shouldn't work. It really shouldn't, but it does.
I'm glad that he's famous.
Yeah.
It's like, good for you, dude. It's like such a weird, like, anyone who you like would pitch that idea to is like, I'm gonna play the accordion and make parody songs and be like, all right, kid, get a job.
Take your weird curly hair and get a job.
Yeah. Kenny G looking another.
Kinda. You great value, Kenny G. Go get a job.
Great value stuff, I feel like, is never really as bad as you think it's going to be.
Never as good either.
Well, I never think it's going to be good, so then I'm always surprised. I'm like, wow. Oh. Their stain remover? Fantastic.
Just low enough expectations,
I suppose. Yeah, I guess.
When the bar is on the ground, you can step over it pretty easy.
I don't know. Their Pop-Tarts are pretty good.
I grew up on off-brand, so I didn't even know Great Value was the off-brand until I got older and was like, oh, there's just, like, stuff.
All right, and the next one is the song that Nate put in there, so.
A banger. When I first heard this, I was just like, if Nate hasn't heard this by now, he needs to.
Did you send this to me, or did I?
I sent it to you.
Okay, you sent it to me. I might have heard it from you.
TGs, let us know if you know this song.
Two people sent it to me.
I don't know. So you all I know is when I heard it, I sent it to you because I was like, Nate needs to hear this too.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I think that's the first time I heard it, is when you sent it to me. Someone else sent it to me. I can't remember who. This song is so fun to sing too, and it's a problem because they only sing the chorus twice.
That's true, they do.
It's a very short song.
I appreciate the creativity in the song structure, though. Fun song to cover. He sounds kind of like Jordan, actually.
Yeah, I can hear it. I think in that, like, metalcore, like, high singer way.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain nasality to it.
Nasality. Such a made-up word.
Everybody brace yourselves!
It's such a good musically, it's so good.
They have a new song coming out. I'm excited to see what it is.
Is it about a silly thing? Yeah, but is it good? Also, yeah.
Can you imagine being this good at music and being like, what's the song gonna be about? And you're like, I think we'll just make it about Star Wars.
I mean, the guillotine songs. Guillotine from
Escape the Fate?
Yeah, they're all about Halo.
Are they really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yep, all the Guillotine songs are about Halo.
Escape the Fate would be a good one for where my friend and I are just always like, who should be on the next Emo's Not Dead crew? It's like,
all right, TGs, tell us about Galactic Empire.
They're a metal band that does Star Wars covers, and that's all you need to know.
I think
you have all the information you need to go forward.
Well, something, I think there is an important piece that was left out. They play shows in like in Star Wars costumes, like screen accurate, super detailed Star Wars costumes. And I get like for their music videos, all these sets that look like straight out of the movie.
It'd be fun. That'd be an interesting live show to go to.
They're coming to Arizona.
I wouldn't pay to see it, but
yeah, that's kind of how I'm like. I don't like it enough to like.
Maybe if they did a tour with Ailstorm and Max Sabbath, I might be interested.
I wonder who they are playing with. They play. They played Christmas Burns Red.
Interesting.
Which I think is a ton of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. See, this play bar is a lightsaber too. See, I haven't seen the Bad Batch, so I don't have anything to compare this to, but I like it.
It's a...
The link in that is confusing to me. Why does the Bad Batch matter for this? Oh, because their theme?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the club. Yeah.
Okay. That's a really good sounding bell he had there.
And then we're gonna end this Baratalk Radio with perhaps the greatest cinematic music ever created by the master himself, John Williams, done by this crazy metal band that wears masks. That's not Slipknot.
It's still Galactic Empire. In case it wasn't.
Oh, this is actually in my Razor playlist.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have a playlist that I play when we're out in the Razor. It's called Razor Rides and High Fives.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got the Indiana Jones theme, a couple of songs from Disney roller coasters. This is in there.
Nice.
Just, like, cool songs that are, like, fun to, like, drive around in the Razor to.
I feel like this is a song that 2G's would work out to hardcore.
Oh, yeah. It's on one of my playlists.
The Imperial March gets me every time I'm on the treadmill. I'm like, oh yeah, full on Stormtrooper, let's go.
Look up L March next time you're on the treadmill. That's a really good one to walk to.
You know what else is a good song to walk to? Walk.
How did walk. We...
One of us is going to have to change.
Damn it! For... 2G's, you can't see, but somehow, miraculously, me and Sam are wearing the same socks.
Because I also shop at Walmart for my socks. You know, a weird piece of clothing that I go through a lot is socks.
Dude, so many.
Like, I need to be on, like, a subscribe and save for just socks.
They need... Dude, you can...
Probably not. Fashion
that shit.
Like a mystery box set, but it's just socks. Honestly.
We didn't even realize you missed it. We're wearing the same socks.
I mean, okay. It's not like it's weird that we're wearing the same
Hanes,
socks.
Yeah.
They're black Hanes. Are yours the...
One of you left
the... Long ones? Yeah.
Wait. Will you believe me? I told you one of the two socks I'm wearing is also a black Hanes.
I would believe that. It's ankle cut or the long socks?
Just one of them.
Long socks.
Oh my god, he's half of us!
Oh my god.
One of us!
What socks am I wearing?
I'm no Nate Sockcheck.
They're Under Armour.
Suddenly this was a very Cholo episode. Sockcheck.
The Exile of King, everybody.
One of you, turned on the heater in the bathroom thinking it was the fan. But it's like 90 degrees in there right now. It's like, I feel like I just left the sauna.
That was 100% him. I thought you were gonna burn.
I walked and I was like,
my bad.
I was like, what happened in here?
I'm like going to pee and I'm like, why am I sweating?
My bad, fam. I thought that was the fan.
No, you're good. The fan's the first one.
That's hilarious.
On the note of using a heater, hey, 2G's, how's the Arctic?
It's been actually very nice and warm up here. It's been like in 45 today.
Oh yeah, warm, he said.
Hey, warm is relative, my guy.
Well, Fahrenheit is just a matter of percentage, right?
So it's 45%.
That's what I tell people that moved to Phoenix. I'm like, anything over 100 is all the same. It's just hot and horrible.
Well, when it's 100, it's 100% hot. Anything over that, if it gets any hotter, I'm going to fight somebody.
I don't know, dude. I feel like at 115, your brain starts, like, sweating out of your pores.
It's like anything below zero is, like, holy shit cold.
Yeah.
As somebody that works outside all day in the summers in Phoenix, anything over after 110, it is all the same miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even check. If I see 110 in the morning, I don't even check the rest of the day because it's like, I don't even care.
That's fair.
Like, the day when it was 122 at the airport and, like, tires are melting and stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, I just said that's fair, but I was like, but dude, once it's over 120, you feel every degree.
Dude, the shop last year got to be like 130 inside because the spot floors died.
Oh my.
And my boss was just like, go home, everybody. We'll use PTO for the rest of the day. Just get out of here.
Dude, if the power grid goes down in Phoenix, people will actually die in their houses.
I had two summers in a row, my AC went out. I was literally sleeping on the floor with a fucking, like, portable AC blasting on me.
I truly, with everything in my being, want to move up where there's trees and mountains and it gets, like, actually cool at some point.
You can make houses down there, but just not modern. You can't have, like, air-conditioned, like, insulated
homes. See, Flagstaff wasn't so fucking
expensive.
You
get to go back to, like, Adobe.
Yeah.
You get to go back to Adobe and, like, Victorian style where everything goes off of a main hall that creates a breezeway.
Yep.
But,
like the
Pugies, how cold did it get over the winter up there?
We had a very mild winter, and so the coldest day was like...
negative 16.
No. It was actually very mild, like, so... probably no more than, like, 15 degrees.
So this is from like two episodes ago. Our bones are wet for mainlining sharks. I didn't finish that episode, you guys. I got to the bones are wet part and I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Oh man, it's so good though.
I need to go finish it. Because I don't, that's the thing, if people go, why you listen to your own podcast? Weren't you there? And I was like, I don't remember what we talked about.
This title is wild and I don't remember why it is that.
Taylor has been asking me, like, in this episode, what were you guys like thinking at this time? I was like, I don't know.
So,
like a brain dump.
The question is, should Spielberg have left all the scenes with the shark in Jaws, or is it better without? And the indomitable Eddie 2G's said, it's better without it. The sense of the unknown is more dramatic than if we see the creature. Also, the shark looks goofy, and that would have killed the scare factor.
Do look goofy.
That's funny. You're reading 2G's comment, and he's on the show.
Yes. 2G's, what were you thinking when you wrote that? You were thinking. Well,
I don't remember. I think like a lot of the time, it's like I listen to this when I'm doing one of my long drives, and then I get there and I forget what the hell I was talking about, and then like later in the week, I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to reply to this, and then I just look at the question and just answer it based off what I can remember.
Well, thanks for that, because it's fun for us to read these. Dio, we haven't heard from you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Spielberg could be a minute long and still be great. Fair enough.
Oh, master of the craft, I suppose.
Awesome. Thank you, Eddie and Dia, for tuning in to that and participating. Polar Bear asked if we ever thought about how our bones are wet. Have any of you attackers had that thought? And 50% of people said yes, and 50% said, ouch, my brain, and no one said no.
Fair.
It's a thing that sticks with you. And that your blood is made in your bones?
Ugh.
I went through a deep, deep rabbit hole of this bones are wet thing.
What did you think about, this is from The Last Emo Bender, what did you think about Netflix's version of The Last Airbender, and what's your favorite emo jam? Josie said, don't even want to watch it if they did Secret Tunnel dirty like that. Oh, no. Well, we saved Josie time, I guess. I liked it, but I know that Josie's a fan of the
animated version.
So I feel like she might not like, because Jordan hated the Netflix one because he's like an anime diehard. Or animated. People get mad when I call it an anime.
It's an American anime.
It's a
An anime is technically Japanese, but like, if you want to get.
You call Seven Deadly Sins anime, though, and no one loses their mind.
Well, because it's a Netflix original anime. It's in the title.
Yeah, but it's American.
Yeah, but also shut up.
Yeah. Rapey as hell. Anyway,
It really pushes some weird boundaries.
Every anime at some point gets there, except for The Last Airbender.
Except Seven Deadly Sins starts there.
Seven Deadly Sins starts there.
What is it, High School DxD?
Does it twice in one episode, and I was like...
The first episode.
One of my lady friends showed me it. She's the one who... She was like, Nate, you need to try anime. And so she was like, I'll make you dinner. Come watch anime with me. And so I did. And I was like, I can't deal with this.
I am so uncomfortable now. I need to be alone.
Elizabeth needs to see HR immediately.
Yeah. I don't know who Elizabeth is, but...
She's the girl that gets groped.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Elizabeth needs to see HR. Dia says, I prefer the original Last Airbender.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Dia, you are correct, actually. That is the right answer we were looking for.
Yeah, Dia's in good company there.
What are you loving, TGs? We
said earlier today.
I am loving
Darth Revan.
That the semester is coming to a close and that it's warming up. I want it to be short in t-shirt weather, not perpetual pant and sweatshirt weather.
Fair enough.
But as of right now, all my projects are done. I just got to write a report and come up with what the hell I want to say for my presentations, and I should be good for the semester other than my two final tests.
Nice. And then what? You got two more?
Yeah. I got another full year of classes.
And then what's your plan after that?
I have no idea.
Welcome to the real world there.
Jeez, it's like the poor guys graduating from high school again. What are you going to do with your life?
Suffer.
It's like the intro to that Twisted Sister song. What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock! I am loving that I have somewhere to go to get out of my house where it's like 90 degrees no matter what I do.
Nice.
Moving back in with my parents, unfortunately, though.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
That sucks in your 30s.
It is rough to be a divorced 30-year-old moving back in with your parents.
It sucks in your mid-20s when you're like, I'm a millennial truly now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been trying to stick it out, but here are the issues confronting me. One, I can't keep the house cool without running my air conditioners 24/7 because it's a toy hauler.
Uh-huh.
Because the toy hauler, the big door in the back, just...
Not well insulated.
Just lose... No insulation. It loses, or whatever's outside, it just sort of sucks it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't get it cool enough. And then at night, when I could get it cool enough, my puppy is afraid of the air conditioners, and he ripped my screen door in two trying to get it away from the air conditioners. I don't know how to train him out of that. If anybody knows, let me know.
Beat him.
Oh my god!
I'll let you look into that sweet, dapper boy's face and you can beat him.
I feel real bad afterwards.
Every time I have to discipline Pepper, I feel so bad, but she's a terrorist, so.
And three, I don't have Wi-Fi in my house, and I really miss playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, with friends.
So the toy hauler is going to be a secondary, and it's going to stay at their house?
No, the toy hauler is going to stay where it is, but I'm just going to move into my parents' house with all my clothes and my computers and junk.
Absolutely.
And by into my parents' house, I mean into a very small room where I grew up as a child.
That's unfortunate.
Maybe I'll get a race car bed to go in there to really complete the effect.
Just full on Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear, and Woody posters.
But I'm loving that I have the option. Nate, what are you loving?
Not a whole lot, apparently. Yikes. Yeah.
So I'm usually
I'm really like, loving having my friends up here to record my podcast.
I do love you guys. I'm usually like prepared for this. I probably need to work on gratitude right now.
He's having a rough time.
I am having a rough time. It's not even like that rough of a time either. It's just like, I don't know, stuff just keeps happening. You know what I'm loving, dude? My brother-in-law and I got like some quality time in this weekend, and he's just such a good dude. We talked, I got to hang out with him and his parents and my sister. It was funny, like the night before, I always go on like a little ruck. It's too fast to be a march, I feel like, and too slow to be a run. So like a slog or something. But, I go do a quick, get all my camping and like tactical gear and go just for exercise and to get used to like the weight and everything. And he called me and talked to me like the whole drive out there. And then like on my whole ruck, I like talked to him on the phone. And I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying his friendship.
Nice. I am loving that.
Oceans has a driving hat.
That's nice.
Yeah. Like makes me look very Irish.
Yeah, it does make it look sort of like just go down to pub, isn't it?
I like his shirt. It's not like quite a Hawaiian shirt, but like kind of a Star Wars-y like button up shirt.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm loving. I have an interview tomorrow for a job that may alleviate some of my stress. So I'm excited for that.
Or may just take that stress and transform it into something else.
Yeah, probably
more productive.
And hopefully, money.
What's stronger?
What's faster, the job for?
Smarter.
Park Ranger, ooh, Peoria.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm already doing that. Do you get a badge? A part time, but
I interviewed.
If you become a park ranger, do you get a badge?
No.
Boring.
I'm out.
I interviewed.
Do you wear khakis?
Always khaki. Beige is the best color.
Wise words for two G's. Beige is the best color.
Especially when everything around you is beige.
Yeah. Good camouflage.
Yes.
Most things in nature are some kind of beige-ish color.
Yeah.
You were saying you interviewed for something?
Yeah, I had an interview last week for some land conservancy position internship up here that I'm hoping I get. So we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. We're hoping with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, let us know what you think about the Clone Wars show. And if there's any other Star Wars music we missed.
Justice for Ahsoka.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this May the 4th Be With You episode of Bear Attack. We appreciate 2G's for coming on for the obligatory guest spot, which you must have at least once a season. And by decree of Bear Attack, 2G's must have one episode a season.
Bishop of the podcast.
Yes.
But
I always like coming so on.
Be it, my king.
It's always a fun time because he has that element of and your point is? Anyway, Polar Bear, Mr. King of said podcast, please, sir, do the thing.
If you care to interact with us, please hit us up on our social medias. We are on the Instagram, the Facebook, and here on Spotify and Apple Play thing.
Podcast?
Music? Yeah, whatever.
Apple podcast? I don't know. We're everywhere, I think.
Not Google Podcast anymore, but that's because Google Podcast is no more.
Oh!
Google sucks.
The fall of Skynet. But find us on social media. We'd love to interact with you. It'll probably be Nate who interacts back, but if you want a specific bear, you can ask for us and we'll respond.
We've been real bad. Ghosty on social media these days.
But find us anyways and make fun of us for being that way. Listen to us, comment, subscribe.
Spotify is like, where we get the fan mail. So if you want us to read your thing, the yeah, best chance of us seeing it is there. But we'll try to get to it wherever we can.
Yeah, just we love when you guys interact with us. So find a way. We have an email address somewhere, some way.
And
airtechpodcast@gmail.com.
Maybe if I'm doing these outros, I should really write this stuff down.
No, it works for the podcast. We're a dysfunctional, messed up government.
Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Let us know what you thought about the episode. And we love you guys.
Thank you, 2Gs, for coming on.
2Gs, thank you for being our guest that keeps on coming.
Yeah, I like to come.
Bye!
God, I'm laughing so hard, I almost passed out.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
I knew what I was doing.